Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Mirazza. Happy Thursday to you. How about the Miami Heat coming back on the Boston Celtics in a game one? Plus, it's a Thirsty Thursday. Let's take out some booskies. It's the best of the DA show now.
But we begin with game one of the Eastern Conference Finals last night in Boston. Don't look now, but the Heat are excellent in game ones. It didn't look that way early as the Celtics really controlled the first half. But in the third quarter, the Heat and Jimmy Butler came to life. And when the dust settled, a solemn and depressed Boston crowd leaving the TD Garden. Uh-oh, one game, and home court advantage has already swung. They say it's not a series until a road team wins. Guess it's a series, and that didn't take long. Buckets. Can Jimmy Butler drag this Heat team to an NBA Finals as an 8 seed? It is where we begin. Cold open.
Jimmy. Left baseline, right baseline jumper. He got it to go. I got to transpose in this place because we're sitting in a terrible spot. 31 for Jimmy.
There's just a settling effect that it's impossible to quantify that, like, all right, we're in striking distance. Let's just settle into our game. And, you know, Jimmy will make a bunch of plays. Bam will make a bunch of plays and we'll be all right. And everybody can just fit into their roles. But that's what the great players, you know, do.
Let Bam work on the other side. They gave him some room. Horford all over. He has to get off the ball. Get it to Jimmy. Three left on the shot clock. He elevates for three. Leaned in and bounced up and in. Jimmy Butler has lost his mind. 34 points. 2 of 4 from the land of milk and honey.
Damn right. I did. Damn right. We did. And the best part about it is we still don't care what none of y'all think. Honestly speaking. We don't care if you pick us to win. We never have. We never will.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Heat Radio on the call. You heard Spo. You heard Jimmy Butler. The legend of Jimmy continues. But let's just start with this stat. The Heat have won their last six game ones in a row. And in this playoff rivalry, as these two franchises have met a number of times over the last 5 years, in all of the series, the Heat have won game one. What does that tell us? It tells us of a significant coaching advantage. I said this coming into this series. I'll reiterate it now. You can look at the roster. You can look at the depth of the Celtics. You can look at the top-end talent of Boston. And you can look at the overall record of the regular season, the seeding, what have you. But there is a significant coaching advantage that the Heat have. Eric Spoelstra has two championship rings on his finger. Eric Spoelstra has three other NBA Finals appearances. Eric Spoelstra's been doing this for 15 years at a really high level. And he's coached all kinds of teams. Non-playoff teams. He's also coached the most scrutinized team of the entire NBA with the LeBron Dwayne Wade years. He's done bubble teams. He's done full-on regular season teams. Spo's done it all. And Joe Mazzulla's done none of it. None of it. No offense to Joe, to Mazzulla, but he has a thimble of the working knowledge that Spoelstra brings into every single game. Now, you can say that in the NBA, talent always wins, that coaching doesn't matter, which is why Monty Williams is gone and Nick Nurse got fired and Frank Vogel isn't with the Lakers anymore, and that might be true to a certain degree. But the fact that the Heat always win game ones tells you coming into a series, doing film study, understanding trends, tendencies, what'll work, what won't work. Spo and his staff does a better job than almost anybody else they'll play against. And Mazzulla's got a long way to go to prove that he's got what it takes to coach a team in these big spots. I know the Celtics have gotten this far, but hey, Mazzulla versus Doc Rivers, Doc's going to choke against anybody. That's the first part. Second part is Butler's on, pardon the pun, a heater. And so he is elevating his team to a spot that they shouldn't be able to get to, which is why the 8 seed, that number 8 next to their name, I have kept saying throughout the postseason, doesn't matter. And I saw the lines for last night. The Celtics were 8.5-point favorites. And that, nope. I mentioned this on, I guess it was Tuesday. There were 10 ESPN analysts and not one of them picked the Heat. Not one of them had the gall to pick the Heat. Not one of them thought. I mean, you could barely find somebody saying this was going to be a 7-game series, let alone that the Heat had a chance. And from the day they went into the play-in game, from the day they went into those play-in games, and they lost that first game against the Hawks, but you could just tell this was not your traditional 8 seed. And so they are so much closer to the Celtics than people gave them credit for. So much closer. And not for nothing, but we know Butler brings his lunch pail and his work ethic and his attitude and his intensity every single day. We know this. We don't know this about Jason Tatum. We don't. And so if it comes down to coaches and best player, the Heat have a distinct advantage on both of those. They do. Now, Jason Tatum might have a higher ceiling than Butler does, but he doesn't bring it as often, as consistently as Jimmy does. So last night was a punch in the mouth for the Celtics. And let's see how they respond. But The way that that thing turned in the third quarter was astounding, was it not? And you had a Heat team that was ready to rumble and a Celtics team that wasn't. In the third quarter in Boston, the Heat outscored the Celtics 46-25. The Heat outscored the Celtics by 21 points in the third quarter. I mean, that is taking a bully's lunch money from him. That is snatching that bag of PB&J and a banana and a soda and punching him in the face and pushing him down to the ground and saying, this is mine. This is mine. You're not the bully. We are. I mean, the Heat going up 21 points, outscoring the Celtics by 21 in the third quarter in game one in Boston. Oof, that's going to smart. And for Celtics fans, they've seen this thing before. They've seen Jimmy Butler have incredible games against them, and they've seen a Heat franchise over the years, whether it was LeBron or more recently, the bubble year, etc., just have the Celtics number. This thing's going to be a long series. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a long series. And the Heat just guaranteed themselves a position of aggression here versus a Celtics team that's now on its heels. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. And if you watched last night's game, you were like, Max Strus? Gabe Vincent? The ghost of Kevin Love? They don't even have Tyler Hero, who's either the second or third best player on their team. He's been injured. They don't have Oladipo. Depth from the bench. It's been incredible what they've been able to do. Incredible. But they're just, I keep comparing them to the Baltimore Ravens. They're a team that every single year brings an attitude, an identity, and if you play them the playoffs, you know you're getting a dogfight. All right, on Twitter, DA on CBS. Today also is a day that we have unveiled the Bob's Bar One Sheet. The Bob's Bar FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions. I know you guys have been waiting on it, and I said with 1 month to go, now is the time.
Today, hey, welcome. I'm Bob. Come on in. This is my bar.
Today is the day that we begin the official countdown to the Bob's Bar Show. This is the third annual Bob's Bar Show where we kick off the summer and salute all of the craziness of the show and our listeners as well. Doors are open. The FAQ hits everything.
And my face!
We will also update it with needed, necessary information as it is seen going into Friday, June the 16th.
This is facts.
But if you go to the FAQ, you have date, time, parking, travel, air, train, driving, nightlife, tourist destinations, admission, ages, it's all there. Every question you might have is answered to the FAQ because we want you to have your very own travel guide to West Babylon, New York, 1 month from now.
I'm not kidding. Somebody get cold water.
I did not retweet this yet because I was going to talk to you about this today. There's just a couple minor tweaks and mistakes on the sheet.
Mistakes?
Yes.
Oh.
Just so the listeners know.
Are they mistakes?
Well, I could tell you that if you're trying to stop at the West Babylon stop of the Long Island Railroad, you're going to have a hard time because it doesn't exist.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay. What's the name of the stop?
Babylon or Lindenhurst.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
Minor. That's
minor.
My bad,
minor.
My friend. I'm sorry.
And I was going to tell you to tack on the two closer the hotels that are not motels.
Okay.
By there that are within 5 miles.
Okay.
My bad.
All right, so we'll tweak this.
Just tweaks.
But either way, the one sheet has been completed. I was sitting at the table yesterday at home, banging this out, looking at this, going, boy, this is something else. This event's going to be something else. DA, where can I find this FAQ? Where can I find this one sheet that might need minor edits in this commercial break? Well, I've tweeted this out. I've posted this on Instagram, both places. Also, we'll have Cap add this to Facebook. So all the places that you need to find it, you'll be able to find it. And you're like, DA, I'm not on social media. That's okay, too. Just go to my website, DamonAmendolara.com, and click on the blog section. What's so funny, Pete?
No, I'm thinking someone on the train going to that West Babylon stop. They're heading out to Montauk. Where am I?
Luckily, we have about 30 days to really polish this and streamline it up. But
the nightlife.
The FAQ, the one sheet is done, and whether you're in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Boise, Idaho, Louisville, Kentucky, Reno, Nevada, you're a young boy in Tuscaloosa listening to Mraz for the first time, you're going to your phone, you're going to your computer, and you're looking at this going, boy, this is what it's all about here. This is everything I needed to know about the third annual Bob's Bar Show.
Pete, yeah. Really? Pete, it looks good. It looks great. My wife came up late last night to basically burst through the doors. I thought I was half asleep to say, did you see the website? What a professional website.
There you go.
I said, DA just made that at home. She goes, no, this looks like real. She goes, look at all this.
It is.
And then she said, and you could get a picture book with you and DA sliced down to $9.99.
That's right. That's right. That is absolutely right. Dating back to our trip to Boise, a couple of years ago, we put together this amazing scrapbook, this amazing photo album, and there's a few copies left that are now priced accordingly.
I'm sitting back going, what are you talking about? She goes, it's a sale. There's a sale.
That's right.
She thought we had a brand new website person, not you.
I am the brand new website person. That's it.
I said, keep your money for Father's Day.
That's it. Consolidation of the media business. I am the new digital guy. So good. That is so beautiful. That's Foxy on the bagpipes opening up the Bob's Bar Show. And he has grinded over the last 3 weeks every day, spending at least an hour a day teaching himself the New Year's Eve song. The May All Acquaintance Be Forgotten.
Sign.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld
Lang Syne. He has taught himself. And when Mraz gets belched in the face and then slapped with a kielbasa and then pushed into the pool, that's when Foxy on the bagpipes is going to begin playing Auld Lang Syne. And we will kick off the summer, and it is going to be a very memorable experience. So begin your travel plans now or at latest after this commercial break when edits are made to the FAQ, and the party won't stop. It won't stop. And there are nightlife options, tourist suggestions. There's everything you may need for your trip to West Babylon, New York.
Half price aquarium tickets.
The DA show is doing its very own deals and steals with the farmer's market.
More like steals.
Steals and steals.
Nicest Wendy's bathrooms listed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
You can always watch the DA show. The simulcast is cooking as Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA, is pressing huge oversized buttons with big gauges and meters next to them and pulling enormous levers as well. Watch us on YouTube every single day. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel on YouTube, including on your phone. You could also watch us on Twitch. You could also watch us at watchda.com. Soundcheck begins with Matt Ryan, recently announced that he is joining the stable of NFL on CBS analysts. But is there still a part of him that wants to play?
I don't know. This situation, all the stars would have to. And I've just learned, you know, at least during my experience in the 15 years I've played, to just not shut any doors. You know, that's really the decision behind that. Like I said, I'm excited to kind of take this next step and to move forward. But, you know, at the same time, you never know what's going to happen in this league. Like I said, anything can shake out. And so we'll see what happens.
Keeping the door open. Keeping the door open. I mean, Matt Ryan should not come back and play. I think he saw what a disaster last year at Indianapolis was, how embarrassing that became. And once you step aside to start calling games, when have we ever seen, ever in any sport, have we ever seen a guy transition to media or TV and then come back and be effective?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm thinking of Jay Cutler, bad, and Jason Witten, bad.
Jason Witten was good that year he came back for Dallas.
Was he good?
He scored like 8 touchdowns.
Okay. He wasn't what he was before he went to the
All right, yeah, but he was definitely an effective, solid player for the Dallas Cowboys, for sure.
Okay.
Cutler stunk.
Cutler stunk. And Witten came back with the Cowboys or the Raiders?
He came back with... didn't he come back with the Cowboys and then go to the Raiders? He played another year after that.
He came back with the Cowboys, you're telling me.
And then he continued his career another year after that.
With the Raiders.
Yes.
Okay, who else are you thinking of?
That was it. Mine was Witten.
Witten.
That Witten was still good. That being said, wouldn't you rather Matt Ryan than Carson Wentz if it comes down to training camp and you need a quarterback?
So mid-August, my quarterback goes down, and now I need somebody to step in, and my choices are Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan?
Yeah, or the other guy's still available. Everybody likes to throw in his Teddy Bridgewater, but we saw last year with Tua down, he wasn't that great. I think I want Matt Ryan.
Oh, those are bad options.
Well, it's not a good spot to be in if your quarterback goes down.
Those are bad options.
I'm going to trust that Indy was so dysfunctional that Matt Ryan could still play for a year better than those other two guys.
You're taking a 38-year-old Matt Ryan who played poorly last year and has already transitioned to TV over a 30-year-old Carson Wentz that at least did play?
Yes.
Is playing?
Yes. I do not want... it's. I Carson Wentz on your team becomes embarrassing. Matt Ryan, it's not embarrassing that much.
a 37-year-old Jason Witten came back for the Cowboys. 63 catches, 529 yards, 4 touchdowns.
You know, why do you mislead me like that?
That's he had a
like
good
eight,
year.
He had like 8 touchdowns.
Carson had 4 touchdowns. He had 4. Half of that amount.
4, and he had 500 yards.
But he was never a guy that was like a big-time 1,500-yard receiver.
Yeah, those numbers in line with what he had done the 5 years yeah. before he walked away. He was a useful player in 2019.
And a very good edge blocker for them in the run game. That's a good player.
Yes. And then the last year, nondescript for the Raiders, yeah. that 1 year. Played all 16 games, but didn't do much.
Witten was never Tony Gonzalez or Gronk. He was a really solid two-way tight end.
Well, let's give him a little bit more credit. I'm looking at his stats right now. He had 4 1,000-yard seasons. So he wasn't always just possession guy, red zone, and then block a lot. He had 4 1,000-yard campaigns.
Okay. Well, he was never an electrifying down-the-field threat.
He made a Pro Bowl basically every year of the 2000s.
He's a good player. He's allowed to not be a Pro Bowl player when he comes out of the broadcast booth. That's still a good year.
He was an 11-time Pro Bowler. He was a really, really he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he'll make the Hall of Fame. But those stats Bogus is reading for what he did is not a bad player coming out of the broadcast booth.
Right, he went right back to doing what he had been doing for the 5 previous seasons.
A little bit less. A little bit less.
I mean, 63, 63, 69, 77, 64. Those all
but yards wise, catches. Yards wise, it was a drop.
Yeah, but not significant.
Well, in 2015, he had 700 yards. In 2016, he had nearly 700 yards. And then 2019, when he came back, he had 500 yards. So it was a little bit different.
But not drastically. He didn't have those 4,000 yard seasons right before retirement. He came back and cut it in half.
The point is, he was not washed. He was not washed coming out.
No.
Okay.
Like Carson Wentz is washed. I think Matt Ryan might give you 3,000 yards.
I think Matt Ryan's washed too.
I don't think he's great. I don't think he's good. And I think he should stay in the broadcast. Well, I'm just saying there are going to be other options. I understand why he's keeping his options open because his peers, if you will, are worse options.
Well, he's keeping his options open because if you still want to play, there's going to be nothing that gives you that juice if you're, you know, calling whatever, Chiefs Raiders. There's just nothing that is ever going to be if you're actually on the field. And if he still has a chance because somebody has desperation would call him. You know, yeah, you keep your option open. There, as we always say, you have your entire life to call games.
If he's already calling a Chief game in year one, then he should not come back.
True. It's more like Broncos Raiders.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he going to get like the last game when they have an extra one on CBS and like the random crew that jumps in?
I hope they don't stick him on the Archuleta game because that's just demeaning.
Ironically, he might do a lot of Colts.
He might do a lot of Colts. A lot of Colts Texans on his docket. Here is Sean Payton as he's got former XFL QB Ben DiNucci at minicamp for the Broncos. And DiNucci threw another pick.
It was right in front of Greg Penner. You know, I told Ben, I said, you know, he owns Walmart, you know, and if it doesn't work out here, there's, I'm sure, a greeting opportunity somewhere, one of his local stores. So, but it was a good play by Drew. Good break.
Ouch.
Not even a chuckle or a laugh.
Wow. This is like when he wasn't joking about how Russell Wilson flipped his golf cart. This is an angry Sean Payton looking at his quarterback room going, these guys are a bunch of bums, every single one of them. Man, Walmart greeter. No, you know, it's not crazy to think that Ben DiNucci is working at Walmart at some point in our lives.
I mean, I guess the man has still made a good chunk of change as a backup quarterback for a couple of years. He's not rich. That's his next fall? Didn't he go to like Northwestern? Where did he play? He's going to be the greeter at Walmart?
No, Ben DiNucci was a...
Pitt?
No. Ben DiNucci was...
Oh, no, James Madison.
James Madison... Yeah.
I saw him play in college, actually.
Yeah, he was a James Madison.
All right, so James Madison. You're not a total dummy to go to James Madison.
Yeah, he's not going to work at Walmart, but could he own a franchise?
By the way, DA was right. He played at Pitt for 3 years.
And then
Bogus.
And then,
oh, Bogus.
And okay. Then JMU, yes. Right, to finish.
Oh, he finished at JMU.
I could see him owning a franchise, and it's like, you know, it's Ben DiNucci's Ford or Ben DiNucci's, like,
wow.
So he owns it.
That's kind of a big deal.
But he's like wearing a button down that says Subway, and like he's pitching you the footlong. Like, it's a little weird. Like, there's money behind it, but he's also in the store.
Ben DiNucci's Subway is way different than Ben DiNucci's Ford.
Yeah.
You've got to have some cash of Ben DiNucci's Ford.
So not a car dealership.
No.
But as maybe
a
sub
sandwich.
Shop. Yeah.
Okay. So like Ben DiNucci's Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he can own a car dealership.
No. Why that's not? That's John Elway stuff. The big guys own the car dealerships.
Wait, Brett Benson, he's not a big, big player.
Former Giants offensive lineman?
No, this is like, Ben DiNucci can... Look at Danny O'Shea in Little Giants. He owns a car dealership. He can come back to town.
Free game, Jimmy Jones. Free game.
Finally, here's our friend Ryan Hickey, affectionately known as Hot Take Hickey. He's the producer on The Night Show.
Never do.
For Zach Gelb. We've seen him do some pretty outlandish things.
There you go. Just say that, man. That freaking clown.
He went to the Rose Bowl and got absolutely hammered and did a video series about it.
No big deal.
He then cursed on air and didn't dump himself. He is the board op, and he called Russell Westbrook a bleeping bleep hole.
Freaking clown.
And recently burped on air in the middle of a take because he's essentially the Howard Stern of sports radio these days. He is the baddest of bad boys. He's breaking all of the norms. This is a guy that when you listen to, you don't know what he's going to say next. You know, it's amazing because Hickey drives massive ratings. You either tune in because you can't wait to hear what he's going to say, or you tune in because you hate what he's going to say. He really is Stern.
Jack? That's a fair point.
A different Private Parts movie.
Toga.
So when Hickey takes to social media, you're like, what kind of flamethrower is he bringing today? What type of grenade is he launching today? Whoa, Hot Take Hickey. What is going to, I mean, the moment that I saw him have a video, I'm like, I got to watch this and I got to make sure that I put it on low volume so that nobody in my vicinity gets offended. Because I just don't know. This guy's a loose cannon. What's he going to do next?
These are the sticks we'll be trying first. This is the raspberry. All right, so these are the peanut butter sticks. To their credit, way more peanut butter already. I'm tasting this little stick that I got at any point whatsoever eating that peanut butter and jelly bar. First bite. See, my throat's getting a little dry. That's actually real peanut butter in there. First bite tasted like those... I don't know the name of it. Those wafers that are actually kind of built like this. So I'm talking about it's like a dessert. Dessert wafer. I'm botching that completely. But the first bite I took of this tasted a lot like that dessert wafer. Very sweet. But then you really start to taste the peanut butter right away. So credit to Trader Joe's. Peanut butter taste in the sticks. Now, let's go for the raspberry jelly.
I don't know what we'll do without that.
Hickey doing a food review of peanut butter sticks dipped in jelly from Trader Joe's.
See, my throat's getting a little dry. That's actually real peanut butter.
And if we could do 3-minute sound check clips, I would not have edited out when he wanted the jelly a little more liquidy.
Fair credit. Now, is he, way more peanut butter already.
Is he doing food reviews?
Well, I think there's a peanut butter backstory here. Like, he didn't like peanut butter, or they had a fight over smooth and crunchy. So I think this now maybe morphed into...
So we've had two different shows do peanut butter bits here on the network because Perloff ate the entire jar of peanut butter recently.
Enough with the peanut butter.
So I think this might be like an evolution of Hickey v. Peanut Butter. He's now trying peanut butter products.
Evolution? More like a de-evolution.
Yeah, Bears, Packers, Red Sox, Yankees, Hickey v. Peanut Butter.
Dessert wafer? I'm botching that completely.
And he's looking at the camera, and he's like, he's looking for answers, but he's talking to himself.
I love Hickey.
This is the raspberry. All right, so these are the peanut butter sticks.
I love Hickey because there is nobody safer to be around than Ryan Hickey. And yet he's had these moments that have been like, whoa, this guy's a total renegade. Getting hammered, putting it on camera, burping on the air, cursing on the air. And yet, if you were around Ryan Hickey, there is nobody more pleasant I've ever been around in the radio business.
Okay, that's fair. Normal Hickey, pleasant. But drunk at the Rose Bowl Hickey, is he getting you punched because you're his bud and he's running his mouth at somebody?
No idea.
Fair. It was so jarring to see him in a situation where he had put his guard down.
Right.
Usually what I'm expecting from Ryan Hickey is exactly this. A peanut butter stick review from Trader Joe's. That's the Hickey that I would expect.
You're right. You're right. If you were to close your eyes and say somebody's going to review peanut butter sticks at Trader Joe's, you're probably right. You jump at Ryan Hickey. Ryan Hickey.
Totally right. Way more peanut butter already. I'm tasting this little stick.
And who?
I got it at any point whatsoever.
Here are the two things that will happen at CBS Sports Radio. One person will actively curse on the air and call Russell Westbrook a bleeping bleephole and not dump it. And one person will review Trader Joe peanut butter sticks. I mean, how could those two things be synonymous? How could they be the same person?
Because he's Hot Take Hickey, that's why.
First bite, tasted like those, I don't know the name of it.
Riveting stuff.
It's so bad.
And again, I've had confirmation that in high school, Ryan Hickey was somebody the girls could not
keep their paws off.
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy.
When somebody found out I was working with Ryan Hickey, it was like finding out you work with John Lennon. I mean, they couldn't believe it.
Who worked with John Lennon, by the way?
Ringo.
Oh, yeah. Who was the unnamed person that worked with John with John Lennon?
Band managers and whatnot.
Band managers.
Can you name any other Beatles besides
McCartney?
Okay.
Ringo.
Right.
George Harrison.
All right.
Nice. That was the hard one.
Come on.
Who was the original guy that like bailed on them? Best, his last name, maybe? There was first guy that was out. I think like an original drummer.
Yeah,
was like
five, right?
Yeah.
Or did somebody replace him?
I think maybe there was a drummer and he was like, I don't get this.
This won't
like,
ever work.
Right. I'm like, okay, sure, buddy. See you later.
So we found out that the Blue Jays were tipping pitches the other day, which is why Aaron Judge was peeking back at the dugout in between every pitch. So let's clear the air here on this because we've had now 2 days of discussing and debating this. Was Aaron Judge cheating? No. If a guy is tipping pitches, you're allowed to decipher the sign and your coach, your teammates are allowed to give you the sign of a guy tipping pitches. So ultimately, that's not against the rules of the game. They're not using technology to steal signs. Yada, yada, yada. But Judge was lying, and it was a bad lie about what he was doing looking in the dugout. He said it was because they were chirping, and we all said, that's ridiculous. You're a professional baseball player. You played in the World Series or ALCS or huge games. I guess Judge hasn't played in a World Series yet. But played in enormous games, etc. Is he distracted by guys trash-talking from the dugout? I'm sure he's heard that and way worse and way more multiple times. So was Judge cheating? No. Was he lying? Yes. And the lying was silly.
Look, I'm not telling you that he wasn't lying, but this has gotten so out of control for people who weren't watching the game. There is still a really high chance he was looking over at the dugout for that. Again, Aaron Boone had just gotten thrown out mid-at-bat. This was going on. This was enormous for two innings where the dugouts kept arguing with each other. So, like, everybody, oh, how ridiculous is that lie? Well, in real time, if you were watching him, this is what was going on.
But if Aaron Boone says that they were tipping pitches, and the Blue Jays say they were tipping pitches, and Aaron Judge used that to hit a home run, why would we believe that he wasn't looking over to get the sign about the tipping pitches?
Well, both things could be true. I mean, he was staring for a long time. His eyes could have been staring there. And yeah, you do stare at your coach because guess what? You might need a hit and run, a bunt sign, something like that you're looking over anyway. But to say that there was no chance at any point any of those looks weren't at his dugout, knowing what was going on those last two innings, was loud, too, on the broadcast.
If the Blue Jays are tipping pitches, don't you think the obvious interpretation is then he's looking to see what the sign is of the guy tipping pitches? Don't you think that's why it's a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, unless he's not even looking at the first base coach because he's looking at the dugout in the middle of this, he could be missing that tipping pitch sign.
If the Blue Jays are tipping pitches, you think he would ignore those?
But then why is he? This is my point. We've seen every batter 1 through 9. How come only Aaron Judge, that wasn't the only batter the pitcher faced, is staring like that then looking for the tipping of the pitches sign? Why? Why wasn't Anthony Rizzo also caught staring looking for that?
He can't look behind him.
Well, he could look at the third base coach. It could be relayed from first base coach to third base coach. That's the thing that doesn't make sense. So only Aaron Judge, the guy who actually doesn't need these signs to tip pitches, is the only guy looking on the Yankees while the Blue Jays are tipping pitches. That doesn't make any sense.
But it also doesn't make any sense to me, the timing of when he's looking, other than to get information about the pitch. Because it's always right before, it's like when the pitcher gets set, he has a quick little look to see, okay, and I don't know, we don't know what the tip was. It could have been his glove position. It could have been like a bend in the knee. It could be anything that they were looking at. So he needed the pitcher to do something so they could read it and then relay it to him. And it happened basically at the same time before every pitch.
Right. It was like rhythmic.
Right. So like that's why to me it can't be the dugout chirping because it wouldn't have been the consistent time that it was if that's what it was. Because it wouldn't
have been. Well, he has to look back when the pitch is getting delivered. It's in between when the pitch isn't actually getting delivered. Again, he might have strictly been looking at the coach. I'm not saying that that's not possible. What I am saying is putting your foot down saying he's a liar. When if you watch the game, you heard how loud this was, and it wasn't the fans, it was noticeably loud. It is entirely possible. And then somehow this same pitcher only tip pitches the judge. It's the only one looking. That doesn't make sense.
But on the day that Aaron Boone says they were tipping pitches, on the day the Blue Jays say we were tipping pitches, is the day Aaron Judge is frantically looking over the dugout and even Dan Shulman's like, something weird is going on here, happens to be the day that those are totally disconnected? That those are not one and the same?
This is a weird game. The next day, the Yankees have a guy using sticky stuff when you should have been more alert than ever not to do it. Like, people do weird things. I think the bigger problem here is not Judge looking over whatever he was looking over. Hearing now the Blue Jays pitcher and Boone and everybody admit this. Well, guess what? Then that's a shame on Shulman and Buck Martinez for the first thing coming out of their mouth not saying, I wonder if our guy's tipping his pitches instead. I'm not saying about Judge. That's the problem. Because then it sends everybody on the pitchforks and witch hunt to label him a cheater, and that's not fair.
The Yankees need a better writer. They need better cover stories.
I'm surprised Pete the Body hasn't weighed in on this.
Oh, I just think it's a disgrace. I've made my point clear very, very much so.
What's the disgrace?
No, I just think there's a lot of garbage going on in that Yankee dugout.
No, there's not. This is what I just can't take seriously. It's okay that you guys didn't watch the game and I did,
Screaming, a lot of, like, no, there's no control. It's just out of control.
The Yankees dugout.
Yeah. Like, you really want me to believe that Aaron Judge, in all the big games, hostile environments, that this was the time where he was bothered on seven consecutive pitches by dugout window?
Yeah, I am. May in Toronto, okay. For the first time in his career, he's rattled by his dugout.
Yeah, I mean, I just got distracted, as you said, that staring at Bogus's awful coat. I mean, things happen. You get distracted really easily.
I don't think that's a captain.
You're very good at, like, because you know you're running out of room here. So
I'm
now
not running out of room
you're
going to
make fun
idiot.
Of me the other day.
God, you're running out
you're,
of room.
You're calling us names because you've run out of actual things to say.
Because I've said everything that's able to be not disproven. I've said everything right.
Except
we get it. You're in Ted Lasso.
You're no longer in line with Aaron Boone. Or the Blue Jays
Boone
pitcher.
Boone didn't say that that's what Judge was doing. He just said the Blue Jays pitcher was tipping pitches. Again, I gave you a perfect answer. Why was only Judge staring over? And guess what I got out of this crowd? Zippo number one, Zippo number two, and Zippo number three.
Maybe Judge was the only one doing it, obviously. Maybe Judge was the only one that could hide.
So the league MVP is somehow the only one that's not able to hide the stare. The guy who actually doesn't need the tipping of the pitches.
Okay, so then what's your theory for how the Yankees utilized the tipping of the pitches?
I mean, I'm assuming both the first base and third base coach are, you know, hand down the legs, something like that. I think it's no different than glancing over your coaches when they're giving you other signs that you're allowed to look over for what to do at bat. So I think it's pretty... All right, I'm going to go with two words here. You guys tell me which one is right. Inconspicuous.
Choose your own adventure.
Or innocuous.
Innocuous.
Yeah.
Innocuous?
Yes.
Innocuous.
Yeah, like kind of like you wouldn't even tell when you're watching the game that he's looking over. That is my answer for that. I think that you wouldn't be like, staring over that hard. What is that? Is that fastball coming? You wouldn't be doing that for like 10 straight minutes. He's clearly staring at the dugout. To say he's lying is ridiculous.
No, you wouldn't.
Andrew Bogus's headlines.
Do I? Fine. New series, new opponent, same Miami Heat. They have now won game one in Milwaukee, at the Garden, and in Boston. A 123-116 come from behind W to start the East finale last night. Jimmy Butler's team was down 12 shortly after halftime, then proceeded to score 46 third quarter points.
More than anything, we're staying together through the good and through the bad. It is a game of runs. And we can talk to one another. I think that's what, you know, ultimately makes me smile is the fact that when things aren't going our ways, we can look at each other eye to eye and know when somebody's messing around and we can fix it.
Butler scored 20 of his 35 points in the second half, adding 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 6 steals. 5 others scored at least 15 from Miami. Jason Tatum had 30 for the Celtics, but did not attempt a shot in the fourth quarter. His team's now 4-4. At home in these playoffs.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why.
Game two.
Nice.
Still in Boston tomorrow night. The Lakers and Nuggets back on the floor this evening in Denver. LA hoping to split after its rally fell short in game one. We talked about the Sixers to start the hour. Yahoo Sports among the outlets saying James Harden will definitely decline his $35 million player option so he can be a free agent. Harden reportedly looking for a new 4-year contract with a return to Houston possible. It's hard to see how the Mets lose again this season after this.
Fairbanks holds the set, the 0-1. Swing and a high fly. Deep left field. Pete Alonso has won the game. It's a 3-run walk-off home run. 8-7 New York in 10 innings.
Alonso won the game with a 3-run homer in the 10th. We'll see if it actually won the NL East or even the NL last night on
the Nationals. Okay, call 17th. New York too.
Keith Rad, Mets Radio.
You can't. It's got to be Mets. You can't call them New York at the end there. That's a terrible job. A, they're not the real New York team. B, there's two New York teams.
The Braves were down 5-3 before winning their rubber game in Texas 6-5. The Angels losing in Baltimore 3-1. They've now dropped 8 of 11. And the Cardinals have won 8 of 10 after blanking the Brewers 3-0. Yankee righty Domingo Germán began serving his 10-game ban for sticky hands last night. His teammates eventually losing 3-0 in 10
sticky fingers
in Toronto.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah, he plays for the real New York team.
And the Dodgers think righty Dustin May will miss at least a month. They're suffering an elbow sprain
Green in yesterday's start against the Twins. May left after one of what became a 7-3 Dodger
victory. So is Dustin May missing starts? Justin May?
A college basketball.
It's not funny.
Note, former North Carolina guard Caleb Love has decommitted from Michigan, putting a high-quality name back in the transfer portal. That's reportedly over an admissions issue in Ann Arbor. And the PGA Championship not starting on time this morning at Oak Hill in Rochester, New York, because of frost.
Yeah.
And now we're getting stunned.
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
We love a good drug smuggling story.
We sure do.
A nice
couple. And a good drug.
Was driving erratically on I-85 through Anderson County, South Carolina recently, so they were pulled over, weaving through traffic, almost colliding with a semi. When police did get them to the side of the road, the man and woman acted too nervously. They also had a conflicting story about their destination and the woman's due date. She appeared to be pregnant.
Then congratulations to the couple.
Was a little weed in the car.
Okay.
So the woman realized they might be in some trouble, so she took off. And as she was running, that's when the cocaine began falling out of the fake pregnant belly she was wearing. The couple now facing drug trafficking charges on top of the bad driving issues.
Do we know what the fake belly was? Was it like a prosthetic belly? Or was it just a towel filled with drugs stuffed under her shirt?
No, no, no. Did you get the email? Because Sean's telling me. Okay, I must have written it and did not hit send on
it. I just found the story online. Yeah, it's a full-blown, like, skin tone.
Yeah, like
pregnant belly.
So it's prosthetic.
Yeah, you'd wear it, like, if you were an act, like a movie, on a play. It's a real thing.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's a smart way to hide drugs.
These might be two of the smartest drug smugglers I've ever heard.
Now, this they've got nailed, so they're not that smart.
Well, I would have avoided having the...
Who did you say last week had a really good plan that died in 18 hours? Oh, the girl who faked her kidnapped. It's a good idea, except for it not working.
No, but you shouldn't have the marijuana in the car. You got to eliminate the other drugs. Just smuggle the cocaine. You don't need to puff a joint on the way and attract the pullover. That's the problem.
And you can't drive erratically either. You got to do a speed limit, right-hand lane, use your blinker, abide by all rules. So no one bothers you.
Were they dipping into their own stash, I guess, which is why they were driving erratically?
Well, no, they were dipping into the marijuana. They're smuggling cocaine. Those are two different drugs, D.A.
No, I'm aware of that. They could have been on cocaine as well, I suppose.
Can't get drugs right.
Well, if you're on coke and weed and driving while smuggling coke and a fake pregnant belly, that's a terrible idea. You got the initial idea down. You got the initial idea
down. So you've retracted your initial statement.
No, because the original, the OG plan, if you will, is a good one.
It is.
Aaron Judge doesn't want you arguing his case anymore.
I'm just saying.
If you have a prosthetic belly like this, and I wonder where they got it, it's pretty good. I mean, again, it's skin tone, it's plastic, or I wonder what you would call that. But anyway.
Rubber.
It might be rubber, but I don't know. It's probably something a little bit more specific. But anyway, you can shove the drugs in the belly, and who's going to be the wiser? You can get across state lines with that and drive all the way you want.
Right, if you drive regular, and even if you got pulled over, taillight or whatever. Oh, officer, I'm cramping up bad here. Go on, woman.
It's slightly better than throwing your dog in the driver's side and saying he was the one speeding.
For sure. For sure.
That's my favorite story of the year.
I'm a fan of these smugglers.
I'm a fan of these smugglers.
Oh, I mean, Bye Bye Baby wouldn't go out of business if they had prosthetic stomachs.
Yeah, that's in the last aisle. You gotta add, there's a code word to get back there for the drug smuggling
right
belly.
Next to the cribs.
Isn't that amazing that Bye Bye Baby went out of business?
There's always babies.
What? It went out of business?
I think so.
Or bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Really?
Which, again, like, isn't the baby industry the biggest industry ever? Because, again, there's always babies and everyone just keeps spending more money on them.
It's that big business. Walmart and Target taking all the business. Mm-hmm.
Babies are always booming.
It's not funny.
Who got the tuba there?
Me.
For saying what?
Babies are always booming.
Like a baby boomer reference?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even think the tuba should acknowledge that. That was so bad.
Can you tuba yourself? That's a whole other question.
No, but it's Tommy D'Souza.
Morty!
I'm sorry, Morty. I'll learn your name eventually.
Very meta.
Who's Tommy D'Souza? Does he play shortstop for the A's?
Tommy La Stella.
We need one of our drug pin listeners to tell us how much this is. 1,500 grams of cocaine. Is that a lot? 1,500 grams?
I'll see how many we could fit in a jock alone.
So we should create some kind of anonymous hotline so our listeners can help us out with their drug questions without incriminating themselves.
Let's put our eyes on that.
Yeah. Usually, Stunt Doing News is about stupid criminals, and of us are a bunch of stiffs, so we should, and I know our listeners know a lot more about this stuff than we do. So, yes, I would like to have an anonymous tip line. Guys, help me out. Is 1,500 grams of cocaine a lot of cocaine?
All of our affiliates, SiriusXM, free on the Odyssey app, Twitch, YouTube. Somebody's an illegal drug dealer out there.
Oh, someone? Multiple.
Yeah.
They listen to this show.
That illegal drug dealer driving around Tuscaloosa waiting for that next Canadian bacon.
That's right. And that's why you do it. Because at some point in time, right, it's the first time a drug pin in Springfield, Illinois has heard the show.
Gets arrested. Damn, I missed Canadian bacon in the conference finals.
And while your advice and examples are really inappropriate for kids, I think drug dealers is your target audience.
Yeah.
They should be listening to your words of wisdom.
Yeah, that's right.
Following your footsteps.
I agree.
You just never know the first time that wide-eyed, naive, innocent drug pin in Butte, Montana listens to Canadian bacon.
And gets the inspiration to widen his operation.
Go national.
Oh, the prosthetic belly. That's a good idea.
I'm coming for you.
Inspiration. Yeah. A different type of momentous Monday. Inspiration and drug pin. Inspiration and drug trafficking. All right, it's a thirsty Thursday. Let's toast to the good stuff. Mraz, who are you toasting to?
I'm toasting to Bluebell Ice Cream, DA. Ooh. Oftentimes a good ice cream company. They are introducing for the summer a vanilla Dr. Pepper float flavored ice cream, both in the pint and the half gallon.
Oh, it's flavored ice cream.
So it's like a Dr. Pepper flavored sherbet swirled within a vanilla ice cream to give you the taste of ice cream in a glass of Dr. Pepper, a Dr. Pepper float style, and call the fats. I'm back in for ice cream this summer. That sounds like that is real potential. We're not talking about Cuban sandwich flavored ice cream. Dr. Pepper float ice cream? Toast them!
All right, toast them. Bogues, who are you toasting to?
I should be toasting that, but I'm going to toast my buddies on Saturday night. I'm in Manhattan, back at my high school, my 25-year high school reunion is Saturday. Haven't seen a lot of guys in a long time, so we're going to get back in the building, see some familiar faces. So I guess I'm toasting the class of 98. Here we go.
Nice. Toast them.
Booski.
Beat the body. Who are you toasting to?
Off the ice cream thing, I'll toast vanilla bean ice cream. I think it's a very underappreciated ice cream, and this past weekend I had a lot of it. just celebrating Mother's Day. And it needs the love. So I'm toasting vanilla bean ice cream. Okay. I'm going to have that this summer.
Okay.
So hashtag booskies.
Okay.
I am toasting to the people that know to put ice on top of the beer in a cooler instead of on the bottom. I went to a party a couple of weeks ago. I stick my hand in the cooler, and there's all this lukewarm beer that's sitting on top of ice that is melted at the bottom, but they're like half frozen or whatever. So it's not doing any good for any of the beer that's not directly touching the ice that's at the bottom. Then I went to my nephew's communion party on Saturday. What do I see? Stick my hand in the cooler, and they've got a bunch of Coronas, and the ice is on top of them. Remember, hot air rises, cold air sinks. Denser cold air sinks. If you want to keep your drinks cold in the cooler this summer, you must have ice on top of the drinks. You won't be able to see them. You have to dig your hand in them. It's the only way to keep the beer and the drinks effectively cold. Do your research. Know your beer. Get the ice on top.
Hashtag toast 'em.
Booski.
Hashtag toast 'em. Carla with a K toasting the family who knows what a teacher and principal need at the end of the year. I left this for 3 days of the principal's office since I kept forgetting it. My hubby is a triple toasting and asked me to hold this. Now, this looks to be a drink of some sort. Looks to be some type of liqueur or liquor that Carla with a K needed after a year of teaching. And we should applaud all the teachers that have dealt with all of us knuckleheads over the years.
Absolutely. Enjoy your 3 months off while the rest of us work.
Mike tweets in, DA, you're the first person to say summer 2020 was a simpler time. That's fair. Although, I mean, nobody had to go into the office, nor see people you didn't want to see. So it was kind of a simpler time.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Another Diamondbacks pitcher, 22 years after Randy Johnson threw a ball and it hit a bird. Now, Randy threw a fastball 22 years ago. This one was a curveball. If you were a bird flying through a baseball stadium, which pitch would you rather be hit by, fastball or a curveball? 66% of you say a curveball. Now, data teaches us that a bird can perceive pain similar to mammals in major league. So bird's not a mammal? That's a different species? That's a different thing? That's a different sector of animal of the animal kingdom?
I'm guessing because that's how it was written. Because
they're warm-blooded and they have fur.
They are avians.
Avians are not mammals.
Yeah, birds are not mammals. Rather, they are avians.
Oh, right, because they lay eggs. That makes sense. Okay. A bird can perceive pain similar to mammals. In baseball, if a pitched ball strikes a bird or animal in flight in the playing field, I guess like a flying squirrel, the pitch is nullified. If a batted or thrown ball strikes an animal in the playing field, the ball is in play.
Wow.
Wow. So if you hit a ball and it hits an animal, the ball is still in play.
Imagine getting a single, breaking up a no-hitter because a ball hit a squirrel.
Wow.
It's like Major League Two when the ball hit the bird and Serrano went to the outfield to try to save it.
Reed Johnson was hit by a pitch 3 times in 3 games in his career, which is a major league record. Now, how about this? In those 3 games, April 16th, 05, April 7th, 06, April 29th, 06, in one calendar year, well, a little bit more, but April 16th or April 29th, 05 to 06, Reed Johnson had 3 hit-by-pitches in the only 3 games he played. Is that right?
Three games. And in those 3 games, he got hit by the pitch 3 times.
Oh, he was hit by... Oh, I see.
It was a little confusing when the analytics team read it.
I see. So this guy has 3 games where he was hit by a pitch 3 times in each game.
Wow.
That's an ouchie. Let's get to your epic fail, Mraz defending Aaron Judge.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Boone didn't say that that's what Judge was doing. He just said the Blue Jays pitcher was tipping pitches. Again, I gave you a perfect answer. Why was only Judge staring over? And guess what I got out of this crowd? Zippo number 1, Zippo number 2, and click, 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 nope. Zippo number 3.
It's so dumb. Like, dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Maybe Judge was the only one doing it, obviously. Maybe Judge was the only one that could hide.
So the league MVP is somehow the only one that's not able to hide the stare. The guy who actually doesn't need the tipping of the pitcher.
Okay, so then what's your theory for how the Yankees utilized the tipping of the pitches?
I'm assuming both the first base and third base coach are, you know, hand down the legs, something like that. I think it's no different than glancing over your coaches when they're giving you other signs that you're allowed to look over for what to do at bat. So I think it's pretty... All right, I'm going to go with 2 words here. You guys tell me which one is right.
He's going to bow out!
Inconspicuous.
Choose your own adventure.
Or innocuous.
Innocuous.
Yeah. Innocuous.
CBS.
Innocuous.
Yeah, like kind of like you wouldn't even tell when you're watching the game that he's looking over. That is my answer for that. I think that you wouldn't be like, staring over that hard.
What is that? Is that fastball coming?
Oh, my.
You wouldn't be doing that for like 10 straight minutes. He's clearly staring at the dugout. And to say he's lying is ridiculous.
No, you wouldn't.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
That was something else. Mariana tweets, I'm toasting the show for so thoroughly infiltrating my brain that I am now having DA show dreams. Normally, I just have nightmares about college. Hashtag Booskies. We're proud to be of service. Dixie Landan says, anytime Pete the Body wants to show his genius and rat-a-tat-tat terrible bacon drops, I'm here for it. And it's always hilarious. The only thing missing is Uncle Dick watching Mraz non-conspicuously in the corner. Oh, yeah, maybe he'll show up to Bob's Bar. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer.
Not with the glaucoma.
Thanks to Pete the Body on the Wheels of Steel at Audio Direct. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Andrew Bogush on your headlines. Be good. Be good to one another. I'm DA. We will see you tomorrow. The Mothership Disconnect.
No big deal.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Another Diamondbacks pitcher, 22 years after Randy Johnson, threw a ball and it hit a bird. Now, Randy threw a fastball 22 years ago. This one was a curveball. If you were a bird flying through a baseball stadium, which pitch would you rather be hit by, fastball or a curveball? 66% of you say a curveball. Now, data teaches us that a bird can perceive pain similar to mammals in major league. So bird's not a mammal? That's a different species? That's a different thing? That's a different sector of animal of the animal kingdom?
I'm guessing because that's how it was written. Because
they're warm-blooded and they have fur.
They are avians.
Avians are not mammals.
Yeah, birds are not mammals. Rather, they are avians.
Oh, right, because they lay eggs. That makes sense. Okay. A bird can perceive pain similar to mammals. In baseball, if a pitched ball strikes a bird or animal in flight in the playing field, I guess like a flying squirrel, the pitch is nullified. If a batted or thrown ball strikes an animal in the playing field, the ball is in play.
Wow.
Wow, so if you hit a ball and it hits an animal, the ball is still in play.
Imagine getting a single, breaking up a no-hitter because a ball hit a squirrel.
Wow.
It's like Major League Two when the ball hit the bird and Serrano went to the outfield to try to save it.
Reed Johnson was hit by a pitch three times in three games in his career, which is a Major League record. Now, how about this? In those three games, April 16th, 05, April 7th, 06, April 29th, 06. In one calendar year, well, a little bit more, but April 16th or April 29th, 05 to 06, Reed Johnson had three hit-by-pitches in the only three games he played. Is that right?
Three games. And in those three games, he got hit by the pitch three times.
Oh! He was hit that by... Oh, I see.
It was a little confusing when the analytics team read it.
I see. So this guy has three games where he was hit by a pitch three times in each game.
Wow.
That's an ouchie. Let's get to your epic fail. Mraz defending Aaron Judge.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Boone didn't say that that's what Judge was doing. He just said the Blue Jays pitcher was tipping pitches. Again, I gave you a perfect answer. Why was only Judge staring over? And guess what I got out of this crowd? Zippo number one, Zippo number two, and click, 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 nope. Zippo number three.
It's so dumb. Like, dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Maybe Judge was the only one doing it, obviously. Maybe Judge was the only one that could hide.
So the league MVP is somehow the only one that's not able to hide the stare. The guy who actually doesn't need the tipping of the pitcher.
Okay, so then what's your theory for how the Yankees utilized the tipping of the pitches?
I'm assuming both the first base and third base coach are, you know, hand down the legs, something like that. I think it's no different than glancing over your coaches when they're giving you other signs that you're allowed to look over for what to do at bat. So I think it's pretty... All right, I'm going to go with two words here. You guys tell me which one is right.
He's going to bow out!
Inconspicuous.
Choose your own adventure.
Or innocuous.
Innocuous.
Yeah.
Innocuous.
CBS.
Innocuous.
Yeah, like kind of like you wouldn't even tell when you're watching the game that he's looking over. That is my answer for that. I think that you wouldn't be like, staring over that hard.
What is that? Is that fastball coming?
Oh, my.
You wouldn't be doing that for like 10 straight minutes. He's clearly staring at the dugout. And to say he's lying is ridiculous.
No, you wouldn't.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
That was something else. Mariana tweets, I'm toasting the show for so thoroughly infiltrating my brain that I am now having DA show dreams. Normally, I just have nightmares about college. Hashtag Boosies. We're proud to be of service. Dixie Landan says, anytime Pete the Body wants to show his genius and rat-a-tat-tat terrible bacon drops, I'm here for it. And it's always hilarious. The only thing missing is Uncle Dick watching Mraz non-conspicuously in the corner. Oh, yeah, maybe he'll show up to Bob's Bar. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer.
Not with the glaucoma.
Thanks to Pete the Body. On the Wheels of Steel and Audio Direct, thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Andrew Bogush on your headlines. Be good. Be good to one another. I'm DA. We will see you tomorrow. The Mothership Disconnect.
No big deal.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.